Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Yes, welcome to the Game Manx Podcast. This is the official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. And this is episode 214. That's right, 214. Today is Sunday, January 12th, 2014. So, back in this bitch. I'm Brooklyn, coming to you live from ATL, USA. And I have, last but certainly not least, Scatino, a.k.a. Scat, coming to you live from Manchester, UK.
What up?
Yeah, man. I had to come in with something kind of like hard.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your bestie trying to jerk me.
It shit bumps. But, I don't know. It's been a minute. We're back in this bitch. Right? Is this the first podcast of the new year? I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude, it's been so crazy. First of all...
In fact, I think it's, like, first one we've done in way over a month.
Probably. I don't doubt that, yo. I'd like to say before we even start... Well, we have started. Before we even get into it, I am actually technically under the weather, but... We'll see how long this lasts. So I might have to mute my mic to cough or blow my nose or something when my throat gets scratchy like right now. So, yes. But the show must go on, I guess. More than it has. I just been... Yo, man. We were playing Battlefield earlier. And I just been sick so many times this season, like, this winter, like, it's crazy. Every time I've gotten over it, I've caught something else, like, right before Christmas, I don't know what the fuck it was, I was sick, and then I went to Sweden, and I was like, yo, before I go, I gotta get better, right? So I didn't do shit. I was in New York, I wasn't doing nothing. Went there, came back, and as soon as I got back, was just like, holy shit, I feel like shit. And I had to go back to work. So I'm at work, and people are like, yo, you shouldn't be here, yo. Like, yo, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing here? You clearly look fucked. But I'm like, yo, man, gotta get this money.
Yup.
You know what I'm saying? Cash rules everything around me, yo. So here I am. So like I crashed, dude. Like I came home from work early on Friday. Felt like shit Friday night, Saturday, I felt like shit. I'm starting to feel better right now. It's just like, yo, just shit's been so crazy. I think that shit's just taking toll. It, like, my body is already at max, and then you have all of these crazy flus going around, like I was looking at, it was on the news, and they were saying that there's these two strains of the H1N1 flu are going around that's targeting young adults. Like, normally the flu targets like young kids and older people, like older grandparents and stuff. Yeah. But this year's strain of flu is targeting like people our age. And I feel like I've gotten all forms of that shit. Seriously, yo. And I guess my immune system, I've been going to New York every week, so I'm like just doing a shit ton of traveling, so I'm like, shit, now I gotta get better for my next trip this weekend. So I don't know, man. but we're here. Let's just jump into it. I feel like there's a lot to talk about, and there's really not a lot to talk about. I have a lot of comments about PS4. I do. And a lot of comments about Vita games, of course, because, you know, I've been on that shit hard. And let's just fucking compare notes, I guess, really, at the end of the day. Where do you want to start? Is there anything you want to start with, or do you want me to pick something?
Well, before we get into the games, I'd like to continue on with that 12 Years a Slave that we were just mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that movie. Okay, if you remember on this podcast, like, months ago. Phew, might have been a year ago. No, it was around the time when Tarantino dropped his movie.
Yeah.
With Django Unchained. When I told you that, I think Space Bars walked out on it. Hmm. And then I told you that, you know, a lot of people had problems with the movie because they felt like it was making light of a very serious issue, or very, like, sensitive topic, right? It was kind of sensationalizing something that is really was barbaric and crazy and not to be taken lightly.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I did see Tarantino's movie, which was The Django Unchained, it was entertaining, but I felt like at what cost, right? Like, yeah, it was like an entertaining watch, but at the same time, it kind of didn't respect what the reality of the fact that people really went through that, right? Like, the fact that in order to tell that story, he had to use the N-word a bazillion times, and I don't know, like, that was the kind of vibe I got from that movie, was that that's just one of those topics that really shouldn't be, you know, made light of. And I feel like even it, in the fact that it was so sensationalist, it actually did make light of those things because it made them so over the top that it almost made them unbelievable. You know what I mean? Like, for example, like, you ever watched a movie where somebody's head explodes and it's so fucking ridiculous that it almost makes you not, like, comprehend the fact that if somebody's head exploded in front of your face, you'd probably be traumatized for the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah.
It's like one of those things, right? Like, so that's kind of like the impression I got from Tarantino's movie, was that he made it so fucking crazy that it almost makes you take it in a light way. And I feel like when you watch the 12 Years of a Slave movie, it actually spends more time getting into the how it affected the people, you know, and how it affected lives and families and morality more so than the brutality of it, which is sensational, you know?
Mm.
So that's pretty much how I feel, you know?
Yeah. No, I can definitely agree. It was pretty much the most depressing film I've seen since Schindler's List, quite possibly.
Shouldn't it be, though?
Yeah. Right. I mean, it was a good movie. Definitely a good movie. I mean, I hadn't read the book beforehand, but since I've watched the movie, I've started reading the book, and the book's, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, I think it's definitely got the Oscars written all over it as well. I mean, them two central performances, Solomon and Patsy, I think her name was.
Yeah.
Incredible, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty nuts.
So, but yeah, it was very, very harrowing, I'd say. You know? But I think it's one of the movies, I think, that a lot of people should definitely see, you know? But it's definitely a hard watch.
Yeah, as it should be, though. Mm. You know, I don't think there could be any way it shouldn't be one. You know, it's that kind of thing. Like, it's brutal. So, okay, that was a quick topic. Yeah, but that's definitely a recommended movie. Go out and see it, rent it, whatever. Maybe it's out on digital yet. I don't know. Whatever's. But, yeah. So, moving on. I played that Don't Starve game.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, I'm not into that game.
I was walking around and walking around and walking around, and it got dark, and it said you died, and I was like, what the fuck? I spent 15 minutes walking around, and it got dark, and I died, and I was like, yo, this is some bullshit. Seriously. What are you supposed to do?
Hilarious.
Just I'm never going to play it again, but just out of curiosity.
I think the goal of the game is you need to harvest all them items around you, like the plants, the rocks, the trees and everything. And I think they pretty much count as ingredients, and then you have to like sort of make things in order for you to survive. So for instance, when it becomes nighttime, you have to have acquired enough items in order to build a campfire, so you can see yourself through the night until daybreak again and things like that. But I think I played it for about an hour and got bored of it.
Yeah.
Just because it wasn't really... Nothing much was happening. So, yeah. I mean, it was free, PlayStation Plus, but it's not a game that I'm desperate to play again.
And you know what I thought when I cut it off? This is exactly what the type of game that should be free.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no one should have to pay for that shit.
Mm. I mean, I suppose, like, the reviews of it have been pretty good, but I guess it's one of them that you've really got to spend the time with, you know what I mean? I guess the more you spend time with it and the longer you survive and the more items you're able to make and this, that, and the other, the more you get out of the experience, but I ain't got time for that.
Me either. I have less than enough time for that shit. Like, seriously.
Where you know?
Time is of the essence, dude. So, what else have I been playing? Battlefield. Finally updated that. So can we talk about, like, okay, I can't start a discussion about Battlefield without first talking about the fact that PS4 doesn't work the way it's supposed to fucking work. Let's just get this shit out the way. I've been meaning to talk about this shit ever since I got the machine, but even more so now. I feel like, yo, all of that auto-updating shit doesn't work. I can't tell you how many times the system will say downloading Battlefield patch, and it just says, oh, cannot download the patch, and then it will never reinitiate the download unless I make it reinitiate the download. You know, like, I've had different things queued up to be updated and it just won't do shit unless I like make it updated, and it's just like, yo, this is no different from like the old system, you know. Like, it just doesn't seem to be living up to what it's supposed to be living up to. You know, like, for example, you and I were sending each other's messages earlier today, right? So, you sent a message, I opened up the message, and you, basically, while I was reading your message, I got another message from you. Now, you would think that it would update that screen with your new message, but no, it doesn't. I have to back out of it. I have to back out of it and then go back to read your message. Like, what type of shit is that? Seriously. It's stupid, man. It's stupid. I'm just saying it's disappointing. I'm just saying it's disappointing. I think it's disappointing. I'm not super thrilled with it. I'm not going to be frank with you. Like, anybody who didn't get a PS4, don't even trip, because they got some updates to do, definitely. And I mean, I've fucking watched more Amazon and Netflix than anything on the damn machine, like, right? I mean, Killzone is obviously didn't live up to what it was supposed to.
Oh, God.
Battlefield maybe now works decently, right? Yeah. Maybe now, 2 months later, works decently. Need for Speed, okay, that might be cool. I haven't fucked with it. But to get a $500 machine, I should have bought a Wii U and played Mario. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Like, to play a game, like, to have fun with playing a game, I should have just bought Mario. I don't know. I've just been disappointed with the machine overall.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm disappointed with the machine. I mean, I think far from it. I think the things you're talking about in terms of the updating, I don't think they've affected me at this point. I mean, I've looked at my notifications list, and it's told me shit that has been downloaded and installed without me knowing it. I think on the odd occasion, something's failed and I've had to initiate it manually.
Dude, that shit happens every time. Like, if, look, put it this way. If I leave my house for 3 weeks, and I leave my shit on standby mode, and when I come back, the updates are not updated, that's a fail. That defeats the whole point. And that's exactly what happened. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that shit is not good.
It's lame.
Not good.
Yeah, that shit doesn't work as advertised. It doesn't.
I mean, to be honest, the biggest thing for me at the moment is I'm waiting on the games. I'm waiting on some more games, you know, because the launch lineup has got really stale for me now. I'm hoping to get a review copy of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition in the next couple of weeks, and then after that, I don't think there's anything until Infamous Second Son.
Right.
You know, I mean, but the games that I have been playing, I've really enjoyed. I mean, Resogun, definitely. I platinumed that game. Really enjoyed that.
Got bored of that game.
Game is awesome. Battlefield, I'm having a lot more fun on Battlefield now that I've started unlocking things and now that it's not as buggy as it was.
Right.
You know, of course, playing a lot of FIFA all the time. Need for Speed, I'm still on the kind of, I'm not really that keen on it, but it's mainly because the whole, you lose all your points and everything once you get busted. Really don't like that they added that.
But that's part of the whole, what's the right word I'm looking for? That causes the tension, right? Like, That makes it so that you, when you do get chased, it actually matters, right? Like, if they didn't do that, it never would really matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's your incentive to actually give a fuck about getting away from the cops.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I mean, I've been on a really good roll with it, and I've got like 500,000 speed points. And then I'm like in the middle of nowhere. I can't get to a garage in order to fix my car. I'm nowhere near a safe house. And then I'm being chased and I get busted or I get wrecked and all them points go. It's like, kind of like, you know, I built up all that and for what? I mean, because
that's like Dark Souls.
But in one of like the speed list playlist things, you know, that you need to do in order to progress.
Yeah.
One of like the earlier ones is like to wreck a cop car, but the first few cars that you unlock are like really weak, and I've like pretty much maxed out one of the cars through all the unlocks, and yet the more I'm crashing into these cop cars, it's taking health off me, and then I'm getting like 3-4 cop cars ramming me off the road, and it just, I don't know. It's just, it was a game I was really looking forward to, and I was just disappointed.
But I like it. I think it handles awesome. I think the cars are good. I think you're right. It is a love it or hate it feature. Mm. But I understand why they did it. It was a huge risk, you know. My only gripe about the game is that you get forced to play cop at a certain point, but that could be fun too. I don't know. And that they don't have any cities in the game, but you know, it's not bad. I don't know why I haven't played it anymore. I haven't played much of anything, but
I think. But what one of the big things that I'm not sure if it's just me and not doing it right or finding the feature right, but remember before the PS4 come out, the you know they had this big thing where you could watch your friend playing the game, and then you could jump into the game and take control of their game if they get stuck.
Yeah.
Things like I've not seen that happen. Like, whatsoever.
Isn't that a Wii U feature? I thought that was a Wii U thing. Remember when they had the kid on the couch and it was a Wii U thing? Wasn't that a Wii U feature?
I've no idea. But they definitely said PS4. If like somebody's live streaming, you could watch it, and like if they get stuck, you can like just
take over.
Yeah, take over their game and do that part for them. I've not seen anything like that sort of.
Dude, these companies are fucking with us.
You know what? But I must admit, I think that the live from PlayStation thing is absolutely hilarious. I saw some of the funniest shit on that thing.
Like what?
Oh, when was it? A few days ago, I was going to work, so I was up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So I cut on the PS4, and I went on the live from PlayStation, and there was these people live streaming. It was like these two guys and this one girl sat on the couch, and you got this guy up in the camera, he's got the music playing in the background, and you know he's like he's rapping to the camera to all like this, you know, like Flow Rider music and all this bullshit. And then you've got this guy who's sat in the back, and he's like he's wearing like a Scarface jacket and like one of them Michael Jackson hats. And all of a sudden, he starts standing up, and he's like busting out all these Michael Jackson moves and everything. I'm like, dude, like, what the hell am I watching, man?
What are they high off of? Something?
I have no idea, but it was the funny shit. And then, like, you read the comments down the side of what people are saying, and it's hilarious. It's just crazy what people do when you know they got a camera on them, and it's like broadcasting yourself to the world. It's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. I mean, you come across these people just sitting there talking to the camera and start doing all this mad shit, you know, or they're smoking weed and drinking and the kind of stuff they come out with is absolutely hilarious, you know. But like I say, the comments that people say are just as funny as the actual videos themselves,
right?
You know
exactly.
What I mean, what people say, it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, I think like you though. At the moment, I do spend most of my time on Netflix or Music Unlimited, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the fact, like I say, the launch lineup is getting kind of stale, and that Killzone game, man, that was
So you beat it?
I beat Killzone. Yeah, I beat Killzone like the beginning of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I played the first couple of levels and I wasn't really feeling it, and then I just kind of left it alone for a bit while I was playing other things, and then it just kind of got to a point where, you know, let me play it, you know, people seem to be enjoying it, let me see what it's all about. I just didn't like it whatsoever, you know. I think the design of the game just wasn't really good. I think
it's all disjointed, and there's like,
yeah,
there's no continuity, and there's no, you don't ever give a fuck about who you play as, like, honestly.
No, it's like, I didn't care about the characters.
I don't give
it's
a fuck
like,
about any of it.
There was all this bullshit where you're like in zero gravity and you're floating about and shit, and it was like, what the hell is this, you know? And then it got to the end of the game and I thought it was ended. And then there is another chapter where it's like some bullshit just right at the end. And I'm like, what the hell is all this about? You know, it's like, you know, they tried to add in the stealth shit. Don't think that worked. You know, to be honest, I think Battlefield looks better than Killzone Shadowfall.
No,
in all honesty.
No. Not single player.
I didn't think
not single player. No, you're going too far, Scott.
No,
not
I
single
mean,
player. Multiplayer, think, yes, because Killzone Shadowfall multiplayer does not look as good as Battlefield multiplayer, I don't think. But single player? Hell to the no.
I didn't think it looked that good.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, no, there's certain parts that look really good, like where, you know, the camera's panning over the whole city and things like that, but...
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Nah, fuck that.
Not even close.
A lot of it takes place in corridors and shit like that. I wasn't feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it at all. I agree with it being lackluster, but not the graphics part. But, yeah, it's a disappointment, definitely. And I think the multiplayer is the fact that they haven't opened it up yet. It's like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, when you play Deathmatch, it's like the same maps over and over, and you can't play certain modes with certain maps. It's like, what the fuck? Have we not been here before? Like, doesn't that sound like deja vu? Doesn't it? Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, but the fact that they haven't even got voice chat.
Yep.
So, true. You play multiplayer, and you're completely isolated.
Wait, they patched that in already, didn't they?
I don't know. Well, the last time I was playing multiplayer, I couldn't hear shit. So
I think that's
patched I'm guessing everybody was in a party, you know, so...
I think they patched that in like a week ago.
I have no idea, but I'm not feeling that game. I'm glad that I picked up more games at launch, because... I thought Killzone was just a disappointment.
It would have been fine if I didn't pick up anything, to be honest.
Wow.
I really feel that way. I really feel like I've had no holy shit, this is, you know, I've had none of that, like, I've had that moment with this system where I'm like, yo, this is, wow, you know? I just haven't.
Yeah, but that'll come.
Yeah, eventually.
The moments will come. In March, when Infamous is out.
Yeah.
Cool. And I must admit, that remote play shit, that don't work for me.
What? It works great. Are you using, like, Direct Connect? Not over the internet, but, like, the PS4 to Vita? That shit works better.
How do you Direct Connect?
It's an option. You either do it over Wi-Fi or internet or direct. PS4 to Vita. That's the only way to get that.
You being serious? Well, I'm doing that shit over Wi-Fi, and I'm getting pissed off that the shit don't work, so... Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure,
motherfucker. That Direct Connect?
Yeah, it's a straight... Go in your options, and you'll see one is PS4 to Vita, and one is via Wi-Fi or internet.
I'm going to check that shit out, like, right now. Because that shit's been pissing me off. Because there's times when I've been wanting to play the games on the Vita, and it's just laggy as hell.
Yeah, I played all them games. Killzone, Battlefield, Resogun.
Okay, so I'll go to PS4 link. Alright, let's see. It says, remote play or second screen.
Remote play. Duh.
Yeah, that's the one I pick.
Yeah, but you have to change the options. In the system settings.
In the system settings on what, the PS4 or the Vita?
PS4.
Right, so...
You can do it via the Vita if you are connected, I think.
Right, I'm connected. So, go to the settings?
Yep.
Right, okay. And then to PS Vita connection setting. Enable remote play, connect directly to PS Vita. Yeah, I've already clicked that.
And what else for your other options?
It's enable remote play, connect directly to PS Vita, and add device.
Okay. So your shit is still not being laggy even if it's on Direct Connect?
Yeah, it's laggy as hell. Mm. I mean, I've tried because my router is downstairs.
Oh, so your PS4 is on wireless?
No, I'm connected via the Ethernet cable from my PS4, but it runs down to the router downstairs. Okay, so...
You should be fine, then.
Well, it ain't. And I've tried using the Vita upstairs in my bedroom where the PS4 is, laggy as hell, taking it downstairs to where the router is, and it's still laggy as hell. I can't play shit.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. It works great for me.
I mean, so, yeah, that shit don't work. It's for that bullshit.
Shit works for me.
That shit don't work, dude. So, but yeah. But that's it for the PS4 stuff I've been playing.
Yep. Other than that, what about any of the 360, Xbox One stuff?
I haven't touched my Xbox One since I got a PS4.
That's fucking hilarious. That's hilarious. No Titanfall?
But it's like...
You didn't get Titanfall?
Titanfall ain't out till March.
Oh, that's right. It's not.
Yeah. So...
I got jokes.
You always got jokes.
I've played, let's see, I'll tell you, all other shit I've been playing is Vita games. Honestly, the game I played the most of, Killzone Mercenaries. I played so much. Let me see how many hours I got on this thing, man. I have like 20 hours, maybe. Multiplayer, I've been on it. I think this game is better than all of the others. 24 hours. I think this 18 hours of multiplayer.
Wow.
24
so
total.
Long time.
I think this game is better than Shadowfall, even the multiplayer. Like once you like really get good at it and you start messing with the weapons, like it's pretty fucking dope. Like it's really like a console game in your hands. Like, you have gas grenades, the grenades, like, all of those things, like, are really accessible, and the guns are different, and you get silencers. It's pretty fucking dope. I'm really excited about them releasing the new maps, the free maps, and the matchmaking update, but I've been having a lot of fun with that. I played probably the most of that. I bought Bit Trip Runner 2. And that game is okay. I mean, it's just like you running left to right and you gotta just dodge shit. And I also bought... What's the other game? Mutant Muds Deluxe. And that game... It looked like an old 8-bit platformer. So that kind of, you know, piqued my interest. But it's kind of boring, to tell you the truth.
So let's talk about the Vita for a minute. It's like, what games are actually coming out for this system in 2014?
Well, you have the God of War collection, right?
That we've already played.
Right. You have. I don't know what else is coming out. I can't think of shit.
You know, I'm kind of like at a point where I'm thinking, why haven't they announced a new Uncharted game for Vita?
Because that's E3 shit, dude. Come on, you already know. You know how this works by now. Act like you know.
Yeah, but are they really going to announce an Uncharted game for Vita at E3 when they're going to be... They must be showing off the PS4 version at E3 this year. You know?
Are
that's
going to
completely overshadow it again.
I don't really give a fuck about Uncharted on Vita again, honestly. To be quite honest. Unless it's a just online only this is the only way I will get, okay, fuck, I'm gonna eat my words. I probably know it. But right now, how I feel, the only way they can get me interested about an Uncharted Vita game is if they took Uncharted 2 multiplayer and fucking made a Vita game out of just Uncharted 2 multiplayer online and packaged that shit up with all the maps. That shit would be the bomb. I mean, they already could do it with fucking Killzone. That shit multiplayer is awesome. If they did that and just called it Uncharted Online, portable, crazy. That's only shit I want to hear about. Anything else? Or Uncharted 2 port. Anything else, they could kiss my ass.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to eat your words.
Well?
When they announce that next one. If they announce that next one.
Exactly. If, when, whatever.
If, when, and whatever.
Definitely. A lot of the games that I know are coming out are all indies, right? It's a lot of indie shit.
Yeah.
All that indie shit they showed at the press conference that hasn't come out yet. So, you know, I'm not really tripping. Like, I have so much shit on here I haven't even fucking played yet. Like, to be honest with you, I have too many Vita games right now. I was messing with Terraria, which seems to be, like, universally fucking loved. People, like, jizz all over this game, but it seems interesting. It seems like I understand why people get into it. I just haven't yet. I'm gonna give it another shot. And it's like, you collect materials and you, like, are walking around this world and you can build houses and shit, and it's interesting. It's like a 8-bit Minecraft, right? Something like that.
Mm.
It's interesting, though. It looks like it's more fun. There's more game to it. There's bosses and stuff like that, and weapons and shit. So I'll play a little bit of that. But I still have a lot of shit that I haven't even, like, played, you know, went through yet. And, you know, I don't know.
So, what do you make of this PlayStation Now service?
Will it work? You know? Who knows?
Well, you're supposed to have a good experience if you've got at least a 5 megabit connection.
Yeah, because they're all old-ass games anyway, right? So, the question is, do I want to play old-ass games? And the answer is probably no, right? So, that's the first thing. Second thing is, will the shit work, right? Because here you are, 2014, saying, yeah, this Vita connects shit to my PS4, it don't work, so the shit is hit or miss.
That's true.
So,
yeah, it's definitely interesting, but I think everybody getting a little too excited over it at the moment.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to even speculate on that stuff, because who
knows? I mean, it was like even the previews that come out of CES, and people say, "Oh, yeah, it works." It's like, yeah, but you're
closed environment. Yeah,
in a closed environment. Wait till there's millions of people trying to connect to this shit, you know? And, I mean, there ain't no way in hell you're going to be wanting to play a game like Street Fighter over that shit, you know?
I don't know.
So, I mean, I
but
guess
then again, for all we know, Championship Edition might be fucking flawless netcode, though. You know? Like, if we wanted to play fucking, like, I don't know, regular Championship Edition. That game is fucking small in size. It might work.
Might.
It might.
It might work.
Might work. Might not.
I mean, I guess there's certain games that I could play that probably don't require, you know, such tight controls and everything. Definitely not any type of multiplayer game, but
yeah, and I guess none of those games will be multiplayer, right? By their very nature.
Well, they did say that it will support online multiplayer and trophies.
Oh, wow, okay. So, and yeah, they're going only for PS1 stuff, or is it PS3 as well?
PS1, PS2, and PS3.
Okay.
The whole shit, so
who knows? I mean, by the time they release the service and release something I want to play on the service, who fuck knows what the fuck that's going to be, right?
Yeah, that's
true. I might
not even
be playing video games by then. I might be like, I might have a new hobby. I might be bird watching. You know?
Yeah.
That's it. Who the fuck knows? I've been playing a lot of Spelunky. as well. That game is dope. It's hard as fuck, but it's fun. Rayman Legends. Yeez. I know, I saw you imported that. What do you think about that game?
I've not played that much of it, because when I've been cutting on my Vita, I've been playing Tearaway, which is a really great game, by the way.
I missed a sale on it. It was like $17, and I couldn't bring myself to buy it, because I was just like, fuck that cute shit. Too hardcore.
If you like Little Big Planet, I think you like this. I'm definitely enjoying it more than Little Big Planet. I think it's very creative and everything. But yeah, that Yeast, I liked it. I played some of it, but the visuals were really putting me off. I don't think it looks good whatsoever. I think systems capable of so much more. And then I was playing it, I was like, ugh. Ain't a very good game to look at. But then again,
it's not bad. They just have this, like, blur filter on it. It's weird. It's a weird
cute
choice.
Filter.
It's like Vaseline filter over it. It's like, why didn't y'all just fucking optimize it? But the game is fun, though. Especially the boss fights. Like, it's pretty fun. I'm like a third through it. I must say, it's not bad.
Yeah.
They patched in the invasion levels on Rayman Legends.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Why on earth are they bringing that game to the next gen? I have no idea.
You know what? It'd probably be better, because I hate those Murphy levels with the touch shit. Oh, God. I hate it. I'm never gonna platinum that. Ever. Not that I ever platinum anything, but I'm definitely never gonna platinum that. Ever. Cause I skip those levels. Any chance I get. It's so like, I hate anything that forces me to tap and, you know, twirl my Vita around. Like, that shit I just feel like a tool.
Twirl.
Right? Twirling shit around. Fancy.
Doing that shit on a plane.
It's fucking
people watch
stupid,
it.
Dude. Stupid.
Yeah, I get you.
It's fucking stupid.
I mean, there's definitely a lot, you know, to look forward to. One of my most anticipated games of this year is that new Evil Within.
Oh,
that game looking really good. I hope it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't even know what the gameplay is like. Who the fuck knows?
Well, you know, I think as long as it can get that balance of survival horror and action down, can get that locked, I think it could be a pretty special game. It's when it gets to the point where it feels more of an action game over a survival horror, that's when you start having the problems. You know, as we've seen with Resident Evil. You know, so I'm not even sure when that game comes out, though. I don't think they've got a release date. I think it's still to be announced.
Yeah, who knows?
Looks good, though.
So, what about Wii U stuff? Have you played? I'm very interested in Super Mario 3D World. What about that game? Have you beat it?
I'm not beat it, but if you're interested in Super Mario 3D World, then it's definitely a must buy.
What does that
fuck great
does that
game.
Mean?
Really, really great game.
Okay.
I mean, it's just fun gameplay. Really creative. You know, it's like, I mean, we talk about this all the time. Mario games tend to be really good games, you know, and this is a really, really great game. Definitely deserves all the praise that it was getting, you know, but whether or not...
Is it a system seller?
I think for a lot of people it would be, but...
Is this the Super Mario World of the Wii U?
Well, ain't no game coming close to Super Mario World, but it is a very, very great Mario game. But whether or not you could justify the purchase of the console and spending another, what, $200 on another console for this game, which you could probably beat in a couple of days, in a couple of sittings, you know, that's a personal preference. I think if you're gonna jump in and buy a console for Super Mario 3D World, is there enough other games on the system that can justify your purchase? Or is it just going to be Mario and then Bayonetta 2 when that eventually arrives? You know. You know what I mean? I mean, Mario Kart's coming out, which I've played, but Mario Kart's Mario Kart. You definitely know what you're getting. And we'll see how Super Smash Bros. Turns out. But then again, they need to sort out that online. As long as the you know, the netcode's good on that, you know, that should be a pretty great game. But I don't know. I really don't know what Nintendo are gonna do this year other than them couple of games, really.
Bayonetta.
Hmm. When's that coming out?
They don't even have a date, dude.
You know, I don't know, but like I say, Mario, if you've got a Wii U now, then, you know, it's a definite purchase if you've not already bought it. But whether or not I could say to then go out tomorrow and buy a system and buy this game.
Then it's not that good. Then it's not that good.
No, it's a good game. It's just, it's because the library as a whole. For the Wii U at the moment.
I'm saying, is it worth playing for that game? If you ask me, do I think that it was worth buying a PS3 to play Pacific Rift? I would say, fuck yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, in that scenario, I'd say yeah. But if you can acquire the game by other means, such as go and borrow Spaces, Wii U, and rent the game and play it that way, then I'd probably suggest to do that one. You know? It's just, because like I say, I mean, I don't think I'd say any game really is a system seller. I mean, I wouldn't tell somebody to buy a system just for one game if the rest of the library wasn't strong enough. You know what I mean?
Uncharted 2? You don't think Uncharted 2 was worth buying a PS3 for? I think it was. PS3.
Uncharted 2 is an amazing game, but
that game was worth buying a PS3 for, dude. With the multiplayer and the single player? No-brainer. System seller.
Yeah. But then again, yeah. I'd always buy another game to go with it. You know what I mean?
Less is more.
I can't see myself ever buying a console and just only ever getting one game. You know, it's got to have a few games there that I'm interested in to warrant me actually buying a system.
I don't know. But if I bought a 3DS XL, I'd probably only buy Mario 3D World or whatever land. And then the Zelda game. And that would probably be it. And I would be fine with that.
Yeah, but the 3DS has got a great library on it.
Yeah, but those are the only games I want. I don't want Pokemon. I don't want fucking Animal Crossing.
Alright.
Well, I don't want pets.
Alright.
I don't want cats or dogs. I don't want none of that shit.
Alright.
I don't want Cooking Mama.
To answer your question then, is Mario a system seller for you? Then I'd say yeah.
Okay.
If you're happy with Mario and then waiting for Bayonetta, then I'd say definitely go out and buy it. You know?
Fuck. It's like I've made you tell me.
But just don't be mad at me once you beat Mario and your system sits there gathering dust.
Oh, you know I'm going to be mad at you.
You ain't got nothing else to play.
You already know you're going to hear it.
You know? So, it is what it is.
It is what it is, and that's all that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all this talk of these next-gen, you know, let's not forget, still got a lot of good PS3 games coming out.
And PS3 games that I'm not playing, like Grand Theft Auto 5, that I should have fucking sold, because they're going to come out with a next-gen version.
Are you going to be playing Castlevania?
Yo, that game looks crazy. Yo, I'm going to play the PC version, though. I ain't fucking around. I'm going to get the PC version. I mean, they've already announced the PC version. And I'd be stupid not to, because it's going to be the closest to next-gen that you could get. You know? It's going to be cheaper.
Have you played the PC version yet of... what's it called? Metal Gear Rising?
No, I didn't. I was going to pre-order it, and then I saw people complaining about bugs and something about the full screen mode and all this bullshit, and I was like, let me wait till they patch it.
Well, as far as I'm aware, they patched it to get rid of that DRM shit, apparently.
Yeah, there was that... Yeah.
So they patched that, and I heard it's supposed to look great.
I know. But at the same time, like, I have that game, so it's kind of like... When it's on sale and super sale and Steam, I'll buy it, but what's the point, you know? I think I've beat the game twice.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to that Castlevania. But, you know, Dark Souls 2 comes out the same day as Titanfall as well.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And... But I'm already at the point where I'm like, well...
You'll have both of them.
I'll have both of them, but I know what game I'm going to be playing more that entire week, and I'm all over Dark Souls.
Yeah. I won't be playing any of those.
Because you're crazy.
Because I don't support DRM, bitches. Fuck that.
Yeah, DRM is bullshit.
Yep. So, okay. What else is going on in the world? I don't know. That's all I got.
I think that's about it. I mean, news has been pretty slow anyway.
Right,
over the Christmas
holidays.
Period, so...
Holidays, holidays, holidays. I've just been fucking... I just need to fucking relax, dude. Too much having fun.
Yeah.
For one human body. My body's like, what the fuck are you doing to us? What are you doing to us? Maximum overload. Slow the fuck down. Shit. It's fun though. But yeah, man, fuck, I'm looking forward to 2014. 2013 was a bitch. Was it ever? Ended really great, though, but damn, was it a ride.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, that's our show. Hope you had fun. We sure did.
As always.
As always, we had fun. We hope you had fun, and we'll be back at some point in the future with more shit talking and all that good stuff. BrooklynKing.com. Check us out. What's your YouTube channel?
Scatinio9. YouTube.com/Scatinio9.
There you go. Word, and we are out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, fool, you know how we do it. West side, coming through the west side, nothing but the west side. Ain't nothing going on but the bomb rap song, hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory. Getting six on a D elite. You don't wanna see a G break your toes like dishes. Bust around the tricks, sleep with the fishes. Running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace. But that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping. Faux hoppin', droppin', coup the bill. My truth can heal. Fool, I got skills. So back on up, or I check that chin. Down is down, and I'm full off hand. You gets no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it.